This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're 40 seconds into the third hour of this global transmission, blasting out on the AM and FM dials, simulcast and global shortwave, and the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got a bunch of other news I want to cover, so I'm going to spend about 10, 15 minutes more with our guest, David Brownlow, who's asked some very serious and important questions, researched questions, about the partial birth abortion ban. Because from what I've seen with the procedure, it looks like there's loopholes for the abortionists to continue to carry that out. But as promised, I got the National Right to Life Committee on. I got Mr. Brownlow on. Now I'm going to get abortion doctors on. You know, there's hundreds of them that were abortionists and have now gone public. And if you've got anybody you want to recommend who's been out there on the talk circuit exposing abortion who was an abortionist, email that to tips@infowars.com. And next week we'll have Brownlow and Mr. Johnson and the former abortionist. We'll have them on the show in another hour or two on it. Because I want to find out the truth on this, and I'm going to find out the truth on this. How do you think that discussion went, David?
I've heard that before. And it's really a difference in philosophy. There are those who believe that we can finesse and finagle and work our way into a pro-life victory. We really can't. What's happened is we've been voting the lesser of two evils for so long now.
You sound like Larry Pratt. He says confrontational politics is the way to go.
Yeah. You know, as far as this guy signing these things, they didn't mean anything. Then we're at the point now where you really can't argue that. If signing, they couldn't put a gun to my head and make me agree Roe v. Wade was a good thing. If people are willing to sign those things,
but see, he says that you're incompetent on that fact because you just don't know the procedures. No, you understand the procedure. You're saying any compromise is wrong.
Right. And see, if compromise was going to do something, we got 30 years of practice. Okay, we're no closer now than we were 30 years ago. Yeah, people are becoming more aware, but they're becoming aware
because of people like you out there with a big sign with a picture of a severed baby.
Yeah, unbelievable. But anyway, I take no offense to that because I've heard it many times before. I don't say my views are not popular within the mainstream pro-life, but I guess my point is now, why keep doing things that don't work? Why do the same thing over and over again? It's not working. I see no reason to keep doing it.
Well, I'm going to get into this in more depth, and we'll have you back. We're going to come back and take a few calls for folks that are holding here for you.
There are two things that I've recommended that would be of interest, I would think, which is one of them is an Article 5 definition of the person that can't be deprived of life, liberty without due process of law. And it'd be a definition, a clarification, and it would be really no court involvement. The other one is Article 3, Section 2, mandates Congress to regulate the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. And we're letting the courts run rampant in every area, really, but this is one area.
Well, it was a Republican court that reversed the state's partial birth abortion ban.
Right.
Our precious neocon court. They don't have the excuse of the Democrats in the Senate.
Well, see, I haven't heard President Bush one time ask for resignations for these judges who are pro-abortion.
Yeah, we've heard Bush say Arnold would make a good governor when he's pro-abort. But he's, again, he's not carrying the flag. He's not using his bully pulpit.
If you're pro-life, if you think abortion is murder of a child, the response should not be one of compromise and acquiescence. It ought to be, hey, you're killing kids. Quit doing it.
Okay, I'm going to find out which of these loaded phones are people that want to talk about the abortion issue. Then I'll get to others after you leave us. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to bam, 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 go to your calls when we get back. Your take on what you just heard in the last hour. 1-800-259-9231. It's the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. I want to thank the folks running the show, the affiliates, the sponsors, and number one, you the listeners, and the good Lord. We'll be right back. We got 55 minutes left.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to get the caller's response to the debate, the discussion you just heard on what this partial birth abortion ban really does and the differences in, I guess, the differences in the approach to getting rid of this legally sanctioned murder of our most tender and dear sinless creatures. Let's go ahead and go to Kelly in Kansas City. Go ahead, Kelly. You're on the air with David Brownlow and your host, Alex Jones.
How are y'all doing today?
Fine.
Here's my problem with this whole situation. My problem is with this administration is the hypocrisy that they have used about the partial term abortion. And the hypocrisy is I watched Dr. Bill Frist, the new Senate Majority Leader, and Rick Santorum all tell about how terrible this is. But then on the other hand, what this administration does, since they're all in bed with the drug companies, is everybody aware that the lung lining of aborted fetuses is used in our chickenpox vaccine? Most people don't know that. And there's
and they're not out speaking out against abortion, and they're endorsing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, and this is about money. And I just don't know when the American people are going to wake up. Abortion's wrong, but it's okay to inject this nasty substance into our kids. that, by the way, has never been proven that it works?
Let me get a response from our guest, David Brownlow. David?
Well, you know, the Congress could tomorrow morning make a new bill that would ban RU-46. The president could actually, the FDA, who approved RU-46, which is a lethal, obviously lethal drug, the FDA could procedurally, not with any vote, ban the use of RU-46.
By the way, that's been killing people.
Yes.
Well, it's obviously, but the mothers too. But
yeah, I'm talking about the mothers.
Right, exactly. But see, you're right. They say one thing, but they could ban RU. President Bush could write a memo to the head of the FDA tomorrow, because it's executive level department, and say ban it tomorrow. It could be done tomorrow morning.
But you're worried that this will be used so they can run for cover in this election.
Uh-oh.
We've put the heat on them. Now they're having to act like they're doing something.
I think you're.
That's what I think.
Fine votes. I mean,
I'm trying to figure this out because it's a complex issue. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that call, Kelly. Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You know, I've called in on all the other issues. This is a total package, and this is a total sham. Here in Wisconsin, the Right to Life groups are so mealy-mouthed and compromising, it's ridiculous. There's a group we have in the state here called Missionaries for the Unborn, and they go around with these big posters and these big pictures to all the little towns in Wisconsin showing the aborted babies, and the Right to Lifers run and hide. I am so sick and tired of them supporting this liberal Republican agenda. It's ridiculous. We supported Buchanan in the last campaign because I felt he was strong in the pro-life area, as in some other areas. But, you know, Ron Paul, anybody, this Bush family is total hypocrisy. And the only thing I'd say to Mr. Brownlow, these are not kids that they're killing. These are children.
Well, they are.
And they're God's children.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to David in California. You're on the air, David. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? I listening to this in the last hour, I was kind of surprised to hear that, well, actually, it's not a surprise when I think about it, the Bush waffling on this issue. It very much reminds me of Secretary of War Stanton during the American Civil War. He was Lincoln's Secretary of War, and it's been since found that he was profiteering, buying and selling from the South and selling rotten pork to the Northern troops that he was supposed to be defending. So this whole idea of the origins of the Right to Life movement, going back to John Ehrlichman, when it was obvious that that Nixon was going to be impeached, he got John Ehrlichman to put together the Right to Life movement so it would put together a Taliban of people who would protect Nixon at all costs. Now, when it's pretty obvious that Bush is going to be impeached, he's doing his best to develop any Taliban that he can possibly do. He's going after Ten Commandments guy. He's got the Arnold troops. He's got the Cubans down in Florida. He's going for the Right to Lifers again. He's developing any Taliban he can get in order to protect him from impeachment.
Well, the biggest Taliban would be the Second Amendment people, but he's saying he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban.
Well, there you go. You know, the guy is going to waffle at any stage in order to keep his New World Order.
And then let the liberals in the courts, many of them Republican, block it.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's amazing. By the way, I just wanted to, as a side note, we had what was called the Green Festival here last weekend, and your videos were, that table with your videos on it was surrounded at every moment. So they're very popular out here.
So folks were selling copies of the videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I wish they'd buy them from me, but at least the information's getting out.
Well, I don't know. Do you have somebody wholesaling them? This was a fairly big, you look for it, greenfestivals.org. In fact, it might even be .com. And they apparently are doing these tours around the nation. So, you know, these were legitimate booths. I think there were.
Well, it may have been a wholesaler. That's good news. I just hear about people all the time at gun shows selling copies. And frankly, as long as the information gets out, That's what really, really matters here. And, yeah, people are renting out movie theaters, showing the videos. They're, it's really having an effect, so it's exciting to hear that you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I even ran one of your videos on my cable TV show out here. So it's, you know, you get good response for it. So keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, David. I appreciate the call. What do you have to say to what David was just saying about doing this, because he knows the overwhelming majority of people are against this, and so now he gets to, and again, that's the one feather in the cap. Okay, I'm a socialist on every other issue, but I signed the partial birth abortion ban.
He's pandering for votes. You know, Bush has become, well, he's unveiled himself in a pretty terrifying way. I mean, I am more fearful of Bush than any other person on the planet right now. But he's good at it, what he does. I mean, he's got the Christian people thinking he's some Christian guy who loves these unborn kids, and no evidence. There's absolutely no evidence. And we're let and who to blame for that? Really, it's us, the Christian and the pro-lifers. We've allowed these
people.
Well,
you know, I wish you would, because I know the president or the Congress can ban or stop any drug they want or call for an investigation. Where's the ban on the morning after pill that's killing all these women and children?
They must be for... I'm telling you, these guys... they don't want to do it because they can give us a little bit of a shred of a victory and we'll love them for life and vote for them again. And they can still straddle the fence and say, well, we didn't do anything real bad to the pro board side. And I think it's pretty sinister, really. You know, more towards those.
I'll say this. My gut level feeling is Douglas Johnson's a good guy. I see his arguments. I understand what he's saying. But my gut is, and it's been very accurate in the past, and with all the evidence filtering in, is that this is, they were forced to do this, and it's a desperate tactic, and it really, they're going to let the court shoot it down, and there's questions about, does it really ban partial birth abortion?
Right.
We're going to get doctors on about that subject.
Yes.
I got a bad feeling about this, too.
I got a bad feeling about it. I hope I'm wrong. Hey, I hope we can end abortion. I really do, because God is not going to let this go on in America forever. But until then, you know, I think really we got to wake up the church more. I mean, the church, as I found out in Austin, Texas, when I was sitting in front of an abortion clinic getting myself arrested, I found out the church is complacent enough to do nothing about
it. Yeah, this. Why aren't these Baptist and Catholic preachers, priests, saying, come on, we're all marching out of the pews, we're going down to that abortuary, all of us, right now?
That was the question. This is back in the 80s, the question I asked many times in front of these guys. And you know what? This is a different topic, but the church is a corporation of the state. They've agreed to the 501c3 giveaway of money from the government. They're actually, the church has become a government agency.
And now Bush is for the faith-based initiatives.
And that we've linked the church so tight with the government that they can't. I mean, what a tactic. Get the church to join your team.
I hear you. David Brownlow, folks can go to newswiththews.com and read your great articles, or they can link through it.
I've got a website, too. I'm running for Congress again, DaveBrownlow.com. I've got some interesting things on there.
Oh, that's right, DaveBrownlow.com, folks.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for coming on. I look forward to having you back on soon.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, my friend. Before I end this segment, come back with some calls, some other news, and another guest, get my videos. I didn't plug them last hour. It's how we support this show. They're great. They're waking people up. Matrix of Evil is now out and shipping. With Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, expert analysis, a lot of solutions, a lot of positive info. Matrix of Evil, you can watch the trailer for it at InfoWars.com or order it right there online. The new book I published, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, is excellent. Over 300 pages covering government-sponsored terror and the New World Order plan and how to stop them and the fake UFO movement. And it's all detailed. Great book, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 as a gift when you get one. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. These are all excellent videos. You need to have them. You want to find out how Christian Bush is, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of the 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. Big discount. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. You want to start waking people up, get the videos, folks, and support the show at the same time. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, make great presents, great birthday gifts. Give them to your neighbors. Give them to the local talk show host. Air them on Access TV. Make copies. Hand them out at the gun show or at the Green Party, whatever. Just get these videos, get these books. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's take some calls. We got Dr. Wolf joining us. Brock in Canada, then Bob in Alaska and others. Brock, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say I do not for the life of me understand why we have open borders. That is the most ignorant, stupid thing. It's like...
Well, it's ignorant if they were doing it for, you know, for good reasons. It wouldn't make sense. Why are they doing it? They want to drive down wages, bring in a voting bloc, balkanize the country. It makes perfect sense.
Well, you know, It seems to me that there's a thrashing rod out there to try and beat everyone into accepting tyranny and abuse. I mean, you look at corporations, you're guilty till proven innocent if you do something wrong. And it's almost like this mindset is what the government are grabbing onto to intimidate people into fear and cowering. And I say, why do we have UNESCO, and what's with this UFO, government UFO bit?
Well, yeah, they've got a lot of advanced technologies they're suppressing, and then they put out their disinfo people to say it's, you know, space aliens. Thanks for the call, Brock. Bob in Alaska, up to Alaska. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
This is Bill Palmer in Alaska.
Okay,
sorry.
Bill in Alaska, go ahead.
And I just wanted to present for your consideration that the very things were in this new partial birth abortion law that caused the Supreme Court to kick it out two other times. And this way, the politicians get their constituency to believe in that they were struggling for it, and it's business as usual.
Legislative head for the National Right to Life Committee was saying that they made it specific so they can't do that. But I want to know why this Republican Supreme Court did that to begin with.
There's no logic or consistency in the, well, there is a consistency, but I think it's in the negative vein of the Supreme Court. And,
yeah, to a good person, none of this makes sense. To evil people, you look at it from their view, it all makes sense.
Well, all of our laws have gone the way of all things because of judicial interpretation. It doesn't matter what our legislative bodies do. The Supreme Court seems to act dictatorially to put their liberal agenda into effect.
Their globalist agenda,
yes,
into
sir.
Effect. Anything else you'd like to
no,
add?
No, sir. I just wanted to throw that in there. Alex, you have a good day, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call. Here's some of the other news items that I'm going to jam in before the show ends, because there are a lot of them, and they're all very important. I'm going to throw some of these out at Dr. Wolf, who's coming on with us. U.S. makes weather control powder, BBC Today. A company in the United States claims it has invented a powder that can be used to remove clouds from the sky and even stop the development of hurricanes. They say the new product could help many areas of the world that are subject to extreme weather conditions. The Florida-based company Dynomat used a military aircraft to drop 4 tons of its powder into a developing storm cloud. The cloud disappeared from radar screens, which were monitoring the experiment. Officials from the company, which produces materials to absorb pollutants such as oil and acids, say they used a specifically developed powder that absorbs large quantities of water. Complete safety, they claim. Folks, this stuff's 40 years old. I mean, the show Atmosphere is on the Weather Channel. Listener sent it to me. They admitted that they got weather control systems with antennas that charge the atmosphere. By the way, they just announced they're going to radically expand the power of the HARP antenna system. That's mainstream government filing yesterday up in Alaska. That can manipulate weather. The Russians have antenna systems. They'll rent out to you for $1.5 million. They promise any event you want, the skies will be clear. But now they're just now coming out and saying, oh, we have these technologies. What do you think these jets shooting these chemtrails out are doing? Every time a storm front comes in, they're blocking it. We had big floods last year, and Texas killed 30-something people. They admitted there was some private company in a government contract out flying around spraying right before all this happened. And that was in the papers in San Antonio. So, just interesting subject there. When we get back, I'm going to throw these stories out at Dr. Wolf. Bush cheers gay church after marriage week. Attempts to police family advocates, homosexuals baffled on both sides. Lockyer, the gun-grabbing attorney general, says that Arnold groped other women and there's an investigation. That's basically just a blackmailing. Protections against Black Box Big Brother. They claim that the governor did this before he left office. New York City District denies birth of Jesus, a nativity scene barred as not historically accurate representation of the event. Just more tearing down our foundations. Devices that read human thought now possible, from this out of San Francisco Chronicle, study says. Bunch of Big Brother news. And we'll talk on some other issues with Dr. Wolf as well. from the great Sunshine Radio Network that carries this show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go through some different news articles and get Pastor Dr. David Wolf's take on it. And also, we even take some calls here in the last 27 minutes or so. Dr. Wolf, of course, is on this network. Dr. Wolf has his own, three radio stations in upstate New York. He's carried my show for many years. And we have him on from time to time. I was talking to him this morning. I said, well, you ought to come on the show. And we can go ahead and cover that issue first, I guess. Dr. Wolf just brought it up that, well, you know, here at the office at the radio station, we agreed with you about how Germany can be evil, England can be evil, China can be evil. And yes, Israel can do evil things. And the Bible is replete with examples of the prophets coming and rebuking, you know, bad things they were doing. Look at Saul and David with what happened there. So it really is a tactic of the government to say, don't criticize Israel. And of course, Pastor Wolf is Jewish himself. He'll tell you, no, I'm a Christian. But that's why his take is very important on this subject. Dr. Wolf, thanks for coming on.
Well, first of all, Alex, I used to follow you I think somebody's got a speaker on in our studio. Feedback here. But I used to follow you 3 to 4, but it was just a tough act to follow, so I'm glad I'm down at 5 to 6 Eastern time out there on Genesis Communication Network. People can kind of cool down or get ruffled up or whatever after they hear your great program. And I'm saying this because I feel like it. I'm very proud to have you on our radio stations, the Sunshine Radio Network, WASB 1590 AM, Brockport, Rochester, WMJQ 105.5 FM, Brockport, Rochester, and Canandaigua, WRSB 1310 AM, which is Brock Canandaigua, Rochester. And we put you on. I got to check with my engineer, but we have you on at least 4 hours a day. That means technically you're on 12 spots or times a day. And if folks aren't out there buying your videos and things to keep you going, then they need their head examined. I'm a little tough on that, but you know, we've got the devil is a devil, and he's tough, and he doesn't care who he wipes out. Well, we need to get folks to support people like you. You didn't ask me to do this, and to really get it going. Matt, I think you got a speaker on there on the earphone or something, and I'm getting it fed back here. But I want to say this, Alex. When an Italian is Catholic and he becomes a Baptist, he does not lose his Italian ancestry, or German, or French, or whatever. And the Jew name comes from Judah, because Jesus is a lion of the tribe of Judah, L-I-O-N, and also from the L-I-N-E, lion of the tribe of Judah. And so God let the 12 tribes be synonymous with Jew, because he never wanted us to forget the Jew, Jesus Christ. But, yes, I am a born-again Christian, and I have to say this in reference to what your beginning little bit of a clip there was. It doesn't make any difference if you're Jew or Gentile, Arab, Indian, red, yellow, black, and white. If you are unsaved, I don't care if you're in Israel, I don't care if you're Ariel Sharon. I'm looking at two pictures of him where he signed my Bible. I stood right there in Israel with him. And others, but the Bible says, in reference to anybody, you know, people pick on the Jew, or they might pick on the Republican or the Democrat. What we discussed a little bit this morning, and you were so kind to invite me to come on, but Alex, I don't care who they are, what blood they have, if they're, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, 15, and 16, if I can read them, sir. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. I got a letter in my pocket. I'm going to have it on our program at 5 to 6 Eastern time, 4 to 5 Central on the Genesis Communication Network, where a guy is criticizing me saying the truth about homosexuals or anybody. You know, it's, he said, judge not. Don't you know the Bible says judge not? Well, right here in 1 Corinthians, and yeah, in Romans 2 it does, but you got to know what that says. But right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. I don't want to be so secular, but put that in your pipe and smoke it. No. Yet he himself is judged of no man. If you're standing for what's right, the Bible backs you up. God backs you up. Christians back you up.
Now, the important point here is that there are wicked people in all these secular governments.
Yes.
And some individuals, they'll say, don't criticize Bush or you're not a Christian. Or they'll say, don't criticize anything Israel does. They can do nothing wrong. Yeah. Where do they get this idea?
I don't know. They don't get it from the Bible. And there are a lot of churches which I have seen and preached in where, quote, good pastors say, don't you dare say anything about the Jew. God will deal with you, this, that, and the next thing. I want to tell you something. God is going to send the Jew. This is tough, Alex. God is going to send a Jew or Gentile to hell if he doesn't accept Christ as his Savior. No, in Israel, God has promised a certain amount of land, which would take a couple good hours, and I probably should do it on my program to show people that the land that Israel, and some claim that's not Israel yet that the Bible's speaking about, but the land that Israel has right now, that was taken away from them. Land was taken away from them many years all along the way, but that's a judgment of God. But there is more land that Israel will gain by the time the millennium comes, when Jesus, the King of Kings, will set up and rule. But there are Jews today in Israel that would be just like a Muslim, except they know we kind of pray for them, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They would wipe out the Jew. They helped kill the Jew. They killed the prophets. They helped kill Paul. They helped kill Peter. They helped kill Jesus. No, it wasn't just the Jew that killed Jesus. They stoned. But the Romans crucified on the cross. But it was our sins that killed Jesus. But the Jews called, release to us Barabbas. We want to get rid of that Jew. So Jews hate Christians, except that they're getting support, lots of money, and lots of help. But I don't throw out the fact that in all of God's program, He is bringing Israel back from the four corners of the earth, as He said He would. Some of them are believers. I have a pastor that I preach. I'm looking at his picture here in my office in Bethlehem, Nam Curry, a wonderful Arab. He just told me he won a Jewish soldier to Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go, there are believers and unbelievers. But the whole world lies in the hands of the wicked when you basically said that yesterday. And Israel is a strong part of the one world order. But you know what, Alex? I've got listeners on my program that are just as much a part of the one world order. They don't accept Christ. They don't toot the horn. Now remember, I'm the preacher, you're not.
Well, Dr., that's the point I made about the USS Liberty. It's clear, it's admitted. The Israeli pilots have admitted it. The generals, the admirals have admitted it. They tried to sink the ship, blame it on Egypt. The U.S. government was in control of the whole operation.
Right.
Both these governments were engaged in pure evil. And then people call into the show and go, well, they just had to kill our sailors.
And
by the way, buddy, you better not say Israel can do any wrong. I mean, that's just crazy.
That's what they're doing with Bush today, because he claims to be a Christian.
James says, you're the Baptist preacher, Dr. Wolf. How many prophets, how many people went into Israel, were killed or run out, because they were Jewish, speaking out against the corruption of that government? So regardless, we need people, whether it's George Washington or Jeremiah, speaking out against corruption, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And we need to call out the Jew as well as the Gentile and basically say, my friend, you're following the one world order, the Antichrist kingdom you think will be set up, and it won't be. You need to come to Christ, because He will set up that kingdom that the Antichrist is trying to set up with His new world order.
Well, absolutely. And then we have all these counterfeits out there.
Mm-hmm. Antichrist.
It's absolutely amazing. Dr. Wolf, switching gears here for just a second, I've got all these different news articles here about what the Bush administration is up to. And, you know, they do a lot of things on the surface to make people think that they're doing a good job, but this morning you were telling me some examples of things that Bush was doing that were bad.
Well, WorldNet Daily did a good job on it. You know, the Bible says, forgive me for using that, but it says in James chapter 1, verse 8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Bush, not long after he endorsed Marriage Protection Week, Alex, he sent a letter of congratulations to a denomination founded by homosexual activists that performs more than 6,000 same-sex weddings each year. And I'm reading from WorldNet Daily. The president wrote to the founding congregation in Los Angeles of the Metropolitan Community Churches, and I've been fighting that for many, many years, led by leading homosexual activist Reverend Troy D. Perry, on the occasion of its 35th anniversary. And by encouraging the celebration of of faith and sharing of God's love, Bush says, and boundless mercy, churches like yours put hope in people's hearts and a sense of purpose in their lives. Bush said in his October 14th missive, "This milestone provides an opportunity to reflect on your years of service." He's talking to Perry. He's talking to the homosexual. He's talking to the guy that just got his marriage consummated in Canada with his boyfriend, Philip.
Well, let me stop you. This is out of the London Independent yesterday. Police to question Bishop over gay cure comment. The bishop is going to be taken into custody and questioned. They're arresting BBC News reporters if they use the word homosexual, which is the scientific term, just like heterosexual. And they're saying it's illegal to criticize, even say you think something's wrong. So now we have this massive tyranny.
Yeah.
We have the governor, Mark Swiker, Republican in Pennsylvania, saying if pastors read from the Old Testament, they can be arrested or fined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is unbelievable thought crime stuff happening now, but it's this is amazing. I mean, your response to that.
Yeah. Can I, in response to that, can I read a little poem I wrote at 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning?
Sure.
It's not too long, and I know your timing and everything. Ain't it a mean crime, this true hate speech of mine? It is not hate speech, it's truly sublime. If you don't believe in Christ, you're going to hellfire. If you don't believe in Christ, you make him a liar. Then you will suffer and in that burning hellfire. You see, the living, godly Bible truth can genuine, saved, true Christians are real proof. Religions of all kinds say you use hate speech. They hate the Bible, willingly the word breach. Damnable heresies, false doctrines they teach. But what they call hate speech is what God said, preach. Jesus Christ the Lord said, they hated me too. The world's false religions will also hate you. Isaiah 5:20, good is turned around. Truth about many other things are not found. They killed the Jews and Christians and the prophets too. They killed Jesus, who gave them a heavenly view. Drugs, drinking, wrong sex living, wrong will kill you now. By hating the truth, you still will in hell to Jesus bow. This is tough, but pretty true. So is this preaching a real hate speech crime? No, receive Christ and new heights you will climb. The hate speech makes them heady. Scripture says they are condemned already. Homosexuals, Romans 1 says you are wrong this time. Go ahead, fools, call what God says a hate crime by false teaching in America. But false teaching in America doesn't belong. If you reject Jesus, his blood, you are wrong. Muslims, there's no Allah, the God of the moon. Get ready to meet Jesus, who's coming soon. Ain't it a mean crime, this true hate speech of mine? It's not hate speech. It is God's word for all time.
Dr. Wolf, now, that was great. My point here is, and I'm a Christian, but even if somebody isn't a Christian out there, they can have Harry Potter in the schools. They can have the Greek goddesses at the federal courthouses. They can have all this. Why is it just the minority Christian church, the real Christian church, fighting the New World Order, homeschooling? Why is that under attack by the world? And we now see the homosexual movement and others moving to not let people even speak out against them. That's the First Amendment. So, see, they're bringing great tyranny. And I noticed that the whole homosexual movement, they're there pushing abortion, the culture of death, euthanasia. A lot of you have been conditioned. You've accepted the culture of death because they told you, oh, just be nice. Oh, just give us our rights. Oh, just let us. But you see what they bring. They bring tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I know I sound like you're so kind to say I'm a Baptist preacher, and I am for 45 years. I think it's succinct, Alex. These churches, these organizations, these people that say, I think, and I got a letter here of a guy saying the very thing I'm going to have on my program at 5. I think, and not one time did he quote the Bible. We who we're not the best. We're not perfect Christians. We're forgiven. But we quote the Bible. I was counseling with a lady today that got hooked up with a homosexual, and she didn't realize it. And I said, did you know that God said in Romans 1 that when you do these things, you are God gave you over to a reprobate mind? I looked that up one day, and it said incorrigible. I'm not God, and I don't know when someone's wiped out and never going to be able to get back in or in with God. But incorrigible means there's no way coming back. These unbelievers have a world mind. They don't have, Jesus said, Paul said to the Philippians, we must have the mind of Christ. If we don't have the mind of Christ, even though we're religious, we accept the world's way, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
All right, let me read one more article. New York City District denies birth of Jesus. Nativity scene barred as not historically accurate representation of an event. So this is our holiday, and they've replaced it with Santa Claus and Coca-Cola. Now they're going to make everybody take the nativity scenes out, but they're going to have everybody else's religious icons. It's discrimination.
Well, we had Roy Moore on six times on our program, and he's fighting a battle today. The court in Alabama is going to decide whether they remove him from his chief justice position. But what I really was shocked at just recently is there are 2,000 cases similar to what you're saying or the Ten Commandments in courts today.
We got a break.
Okay.
And folks, they're not just removing the Christian icons. They're replacing it with the occult stuff. Can't you see the agenda? Very important. We'll be right back with Dr. Wolf for a couple other key news items. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Thank you.
turn on any of the networks, any of the side networks on cable, on broadcast television, it's a cult. Garbage everywhere. The witchcraft Barbie dolls, the cartoons, and that's all normal and good, but the whole world then coming after real Christians, the homeschooling, Bible-believing, anti-New World Order Christians. That tells me something, folks, and I've studied the New World Order. I've researched them. They're into the occult. They do worship the devil at Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, and their symbol is the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And so a lot of good people have seen the false church, the corrupt church, the scamming church that the devil put out there as a counterfeit, and you thought, oh, that's Christianity. And that's been done very skillfully. It's, you know, making Republicans look bad with George Bush. The globalists have done that. Now building a giant counter-leftist revolution that they'll put into power. You need to get my videos to understand this. You need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil. You need to get the new book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the books, the films. Get them out to people. Wake America and the world up. We can do it. We can affect change. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait, folks. Spread the word. 1-888-253-3139. Dr. Wolf, why don't you plug your fabulous website that's updated multiple times weekly?
I'd rather plug you, but I will just tell them and those all across the country, if there's not a station picking our program up at 5, they can get it on our front page if they go to www.fountain-of-truth.com. www.fountain-of-truth.com. I began to say, Alex, that you're not only on 1 to 3 our Eastern time here on our radio network, but you're also on in the evening from 12 o'clock a.m. and on, and we really appreciate your input. And, you know, I think Ted Anderson has done a great job with the Genesis Communication Network and putting us all together. We're a lot of different kinds of people, but I think we're going, got the same basic philosophy. Many of us have the same theology. You know, you talk about Pokemon and all of this stuff. See, all the way through the Bible and all the way through, you know, Cain killed Abel. There has always been a small little group, Seth and on, that have followed God's teaching, and there's been the world and the flesh and the devil that hates God. Satan in Isaiah 14 said, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to set myself up in the north and set myself in the throne next to God.
And the government, with its Total Information Awareness Network and the rest of it, is trying to be God.
Yeah, yes, but you see, the Bible never changes. I like that old song, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted. Need the raging wrecks of time, and on it goes. And the things that you're standing for, not to slap you in the back so you slap me in the back, but the things you're standing for, Alex, basically have come from God-given unalienable rights. A lot of folks say, well, these unalienable rights. So I'm going, yeah, but we got them from the Bible. We got them from
Absolutely.
God.
It comes out of the Mosaic Law and Mount Sinai, right through the Magna Carta, 1214. 1776, with the Declaration of Independence, 1789, with the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and we've got to defend it. And when they attack the Ten Commandments, they attack the heart of our country, our sovereignty, our liberty, our freedom, and the blessings God promised the people there at Sinai pass on to us. We follow his laws. If we don't, where are we going, Dr. Wolf?
Well, somebody said, I don't think it was you. It may have been one of the folks you had in your program, but we pray God bless America. Well, how can he, if we don't get back to God?
Hey, if we're evil, folks, we're going to reap what we sow. Dr. Wolf, thanks for coming on the broadcast. You'll be
thanks
on at
for
4.
Your invite, and God bless you and your sweetheart and your little boy and all of your ministry.
All right, thank you so much. And Dr. Wolf will be on from 4 to 5 today, Central. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central. All of our affiliates from Rhode Island to Austin, Texas, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Denver, Colorado, to Kansas City, to New York. Have a great day. Get out there and fight the New World Order. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Blackie.